Tell him he looks good, said Crows, a low rumble of pleasure underscoring his words. I don't think he believes me when I say it. How could Zack not believe Crows? The man was looking at him with open hunger, and if it was anyone else, Grace would have been jealous. But she didn't feel jealous when Crows looked at Zack that way, nor would she feel jealous if Zack shared that kind of look with Crows, especially when Crows looked her way and nothing changed about his expression. He wanted them both, and he was no longer hiding it. Grace could get used to that. It was addictive. You look very good, she told Zack. Did her voice sound different? These men did something to her, and she couldn't hide her reactions. He plucked at his sleeve again, but this time he was smiling. I'm more of a t-shirt and jeans kind of guy, he said, but it's nice to get dressed up for a special occasion. Very special, Crows assured him. It's good to get dressed up, Grace agreed, especially when we don't need to risk being blown up. Seeing Zack in the palace, worrying for his life, had given Grace nightmares. She could handle Crows being a warrior. That was how she'd always known him. Zack was different. He didn't belong in the heart of danger. Zack shuddered. If I never have to deal with that again, it'll be too soon. But this is very good, especially now that we're all on the same page. A shock went through Grace. She wondered who would be the first person to bring it up, and she wasn't surprised it was Zack. Crows was clearly waiting for one of them to make a move, and she didn't know if she was brave enough. Same page, hmm? Crows mused. He looked directly at Grace and raised his eyebrows. Are we? What does your match have to say about that? So he wasn't over that. Could Grace blame him? What would she say if he had a match? Fire roiled in her gut at the thought. Oh no, she didn't like that at all. I'm still working on figuring that out. Grace had to be honest. Some might have said it was wrong to be flirting with these two men when she had a potential match out there somewhere, but she couldn't resist. Not these two. You have a match? Zack asked. He sounded betrayed. He looked between her and Crows, and she could see a question in his eyes. But just as quickly as it appeared, it went away. Clearly, Crows was not her match if he was asking about it. I have a potential match. Grace felt the need to specify. She should have been jumping from the rooftops in joy. Instead, here she was with two men who weren't her match, and wishing it was one of them. Or both. Let's not talk about this tonight, she begged. It doesn't change anything. Doesn't it? Asked Crows. He had gotten very close. She could feel the heat of his body rolling off him in waves. He should have been cool. He wore a dark blue jacket that reminded her of sea and ice, but he was all fire, and she wanted to burn. All three of them were huddled close together, and Grace almost missed seeing Solon and Lena sneaking down the same hallway that Emily and Oz had just left. The match seems to suit them, said Zack, glancing their way for a few seconds. I'm not here to talk about other people, said Crows, drawing his attention back. The music's about to start. Will you dance with me? He looked at both of them when he asked, and before Grace could ask him who he meant, he held out both hands. That was how things were going to work between them. All three, together. No one left out. Things didn't get better than that. Crows led them out onto the dance floor, and the rest of the party fell away. Not literally. Plenty of people still circled around them, dancing and standing and jostling. But Grace didn't pay any attention to them. She only had eyes for the two men dancing with her. It took them a moment to find the rhythm, but soon enough it all made sense. As long as they were all connected, all moving together, that was what they needed. At one point she ended up face to face with Crows, with Zack pressed flush up against her back. Oh yeah, that was good. But why did they need to be on the dance floor at all? A nice big bed would be much more enjoyable.